She can't withhold my belongings from me.
Your belongings didn't belong there.
A roommate leaves in a panic.
When somebody tells me that they're cooking meth in their house, I'm going to grab my kid and clothes and bounce.
So why did she go back?
I don't believe that the police officer told you, get in any way you can, so you broke in the window.
The window was open.
You can't do that. Minimally, it's trespassing. At most, it's burglary.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Brittany Witherspoon is suing her former roommate, 24-year-old Jessica Guerrero, for rent, property damage, and stolen belongings.
Order. All rise. Case number 535 on the calendar, in the matter of Witherspoon versus Guerrero.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Miss Witherspoon, the defendant was a former roommate of yours. She was actually a tenant. And it is your claim that she moved out, she owes you rent, and then she came back to the apartment. She broke into the apartment, made a big mess, and took some property, not only hers, but yours. You want to be compensated for that. Miss Guerrero says that you have some of her property and that in addition she's got some claim for lost wages that quite frankly I don't understand, but she'll explain to me shortly. Now, when did Miss Guerrero move in with you and why?
November 5th. She texted me over the phone that her mother had kicked her out, that they had gotten into a fight, and she needed a place to live. So I had offered.
And you knew her from where?
Our kids went to preschool together.
Okay.
I had offered her a place to live in my guest house. I said if she paid half of the rent, which was $325, that she could live with me and half of the utilities.
Is this a freestanding guest house or is it part of the property where you live?
It's part of the property where I live with Carol Bell, the landlord.
So it's not your property, it's this lady's property and you rent from her?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go.
So she moved in with me 2 weeks later.
November 5th?
Yes, November 5th, after the text.
And you have a lease with Carol?
Yes, I did.
Is it a month-to-month lease or is it an annual lease?
It's a month-to-month.
How much was the rent?
$575.
So you were paying $575 and you agreed to rent part of that premises to Miss Guerrero for $325?
Yes.
And she was going to pay you the $325, and you were going to pay Carol $575. So far, am I correct?
Yes, except the utilities.
I'm not talking about utilities, I'm talking rent. And you had already been living there over a year and paying the $575.
Yes.
Had you ever had any roommates before?
Yes.
When?
About a month or two before her.
For how long?
A year.
And who was that?
His name was Zach.
Was he somebody that you knew?
Yes.
And how much rent did he pay you?
He paid the same amount, $325.
Okay. When did Miss Guerrero move out?
December 12th.
Do you have another roommate?
No, I do not.
What month rent do you claim Miss Guerrero owes to you?
November through January.
She wasn't there in January?
No, she wasn't. Her stuff was still there, and she did not pay.
Did you pay rent in November?
Yes, I did. When I moved in, I paid rent to Brittany. Brittany gave it to Carol. I got a receipt.
How much did you pay?
I paid $325.
In November?
Yes.
Do you have the receipt?
I don't have the receipts.
Did you get your rent, madam, for November?
Not from Jessica.
I didn't ask you. I said, did you get your rent? Your $575.
Not in full, no.
That's
why she doesn't have the receipt.
Did you pay in check or cash?
I paid in cash.
Did you get the money from?
I was working.
Now, what about December? Did you pay in December?
December, I paid $150. I moved out on December 16th, and I told Brittany I was moving out because the landlord had told me on December 14th that she had been in jail before for 18 months for possession of meth or using meth or cooking meth on her property. I immediately was upset. I felt as though that wasn't safe for my son to be there, and I told Brittany I'm leaving. I gave you $150 for December.
Okay. Why didn't you take your stuff with you?
I took most of my stuff. I came.
All of it?
I did not have a big enough truck to get all of my stuff. And I asked Brittany, could I keep my stuff there? And when was it okay to come and get my stuff? She said, that's fine. You can keep your stuff here. I continued.
You mean she told you you could keep your stuff there indefinitely?
No, she told me that I could keep my stuff there until I was able to go back and get the remaining stuff. There was only like 2 boxes of stuff that I had left.
Show me how big the boxes were.
They were like tubs, 16-gallon tubs that you get at Walmart for $4 that you put Christmas decorations and stuff like that in.
And where did you leave the 2 tubs?
I left the tubs inside of the house.
Where?
I guess in the corner that was
considered mine. No, tell me what you guess. Where did you leave the 2 tubs?
They were in the house next to the bed that I used.
Were they in a bedroom?
We didn't have a bedroom. There was no bedrooms. It was a big studio.
Okay. So the only thing that was yours that was there were these 2 tubs.
Tubs and...
Were the 2 tubs?
Right, that had my belongings inside of it.
I assume that they had stuff inside the tubs. Everything else you took with you. On what date did you come back for them?
I came back on January 11th.
What took you a month to get back there for your stuff?
Because every time I would text message her and tell her, hey, can I come get my stuff? She was either at work or she'd be like, no, you can't come get it today. Can you come tomorrow? So
can
it was
you show me that?
I don't have the text messages.
Hmm. When you left her house, where did you go?
I had already rented another apartment.
When?
I had signed the lease on December 28th. So when I moved out on December 16th, I was staying with a friend until that apartment was available for me to move in on December 30th.
When had you seen that apartment?
Well, I mean, throughout the time of me staying with Brittany, I was looking for another place to stay. So I had been looking throughout the whole time I was staying there.
Okay. So you moved into your new apartment on January 1st.
Yes.
Because you signed the lease. So what took you from January 1st to January 11th to get your 2 tubs?
It was for her to be, I mean, I didn't feel as though I could just show up there because that wasn't my place of residence anymore. I felt that I needed to have her agreement saying that it was okay for me to come and get my things. If she tells me no, I can't come get them, then I'm not going to show up at her place.
Well, but you did show up at her place.
Yes, because on January 11th, she said it was okay. I assumed that she was home.
Just a second. So on January 11th, she said okay. What time were you supposed to be there?
I didn't give her a time. I just told her that I was coming. I went at about...
Well, that's ridiculous. You mean she's supposed to wait inside all day for you?
She wasn't there anyway. She was at work the whole day. And I didn't know that.
Well, then how do you expect to get into the premises?
Because I had a key.
You can't have a key to a premises that's not yours. You hadn't paid rent there. You paid rent for the first 2 weeks in December.
Well, she didn't tell me that she was not going to be there. I was under the impression that when I went there, she was there. No, the only person that was there was
Baloney.
Carol.
Baloney. You're a bit of a fibber because I read your answer. And I just wanted to try to put your hand down.
Sorry.
Just trying to gauge what kind of person you are. Because what happened was you got there, the locks were changed.
Right.
So you called the police.
No, and, the police already came with me.
According to you, the policeman said to you, which I don't believe, get in any way you can. This is what you say.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't believe it.
I understand that you may not believe it, Your Honor, but the fact of the matter is it was there.
Out.
I'm sorry.
Out.
I won't say anymore, I promise.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Witherspoon says former roommate Jessica Guerrero owes for rent and for damaging and stealing her belongings when she moved out. Jessica is countersuing for lost wages and stolen property.
Police officer told her she couldn't keep my things from me and she wasn't supposed to change the locks.
Correct.
She was supposed to change. She can change the locks.
My mother was there with me.
She can change the locks.
She can change the locks, but she can't withhold my belongings from me.
No, that's why you sue her.
That's why I called the police. I made a keep the peace call. They told me, you make a keep the peace call if you want to get your belongings. When it comes to money, that's a civil matter. That's what they told me.
Listen to me very carefully.
I can still get my belongings.
Your belongings didn't belong there. And she's allowed to change the locks because I haven't read the next line, which I don't believe at all. Because the next line was, believe me, I don't believe it. I don't believe that you told a police officer that you only paid rent through December 15th, and now we're a month later, and the police officer told you they can't withhold your property and get in any way you can, so you broke in the window.
I didn't break in the window. The window was open.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Shh. I have pictures of footprints. I have pictures with me today. And my landlord witnessed her breaking through.
No, she didn't.
She can testify.
She wasn't
there. I was there the whole time.
My mother was there when I climbed through the window. My mother was standing right there next to me.
You can't do that. It's trespassing. At minimally, it's trespassing. At most, it's burglary. You're going into a place that doesn't belong. You have no connection to. You're not a tenant. You didn't pay rent. You had no business being there at all. According to what you told me, you knew she worked. So you went there anticipating that she was going to be working.
No, that is not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, I tell me what you're saying.
I texted her and I said, I'm coming today to get my stuff. Is that okay? She said, yes, that is fine. Okay, well, when you tell me that it's fine, when you tell me that it's okay for me to come get my stuff.
When a plumber calls me and says, I'm coming, I say, give me a window, 9 to 11.
She didn't ask that. 11 to 1. She didn't ask that.
Okay.
She didn't ask that.
I don't buy it. Okay. Now, I believe she paid rent. I believe she paid you the rent for November, and I believe she gave you $150 for December. So let's move on from rent. What else do you think she owes you for?
When she went into the house, when she broke in, there was items missing. My laptop was broken. I have...
Wow. Listen to me. You have a police report?
Your Honor, I have Carol...
I'm not interested in Carol. I'm interested in the police report.
Okay.
Your Honor, I have a police report.
Does it have a statement by the plaintiff?
Yes. It actually...
Okay.
In my police report...
Shh. I can read. Just let me have it.
This is from the sheriff that responded
to
my call.
Just let me read it.
Okay.
How many computers do you own?
Just one, or I had one.
Just a sec. Just answer my questions. What kind of computer was it?
Sony Vaio white laptop. I have a picture of it as well.
I don't want to look at a picture. You left with your child on December 16th, and it was planned that you would leave on that day, according to you?
No.
Because according to you, you said, I'm going to give you half the month, but I'm moving out. You took yourself, and you took all of your property except for two tubs. Nobody goes without their laptop. Nobody goes without their expensive laptop.
Well, I did.
You take your child in one hand, you take the laptop in another, and you leave. Unless, of course, you have expensive jewelry, unless you have expensive furs, you take your laptop, your phone, and your kid, not necessarily in that order. So I don't believe that you left in the house for a month in a tub, your computer.
My mom was there with me.
I don't, listen, your mom's gonna tell me that. I don't believe your mother, and I don't believe you. Do you wanna know why? It doesn't make sense.
I agree with you, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense to me, it's not true. Phone,
tell her it is.
Computer,
okay, well,
and kid. Not necessarily in that order.
I understand
now,
that,
you
but
took
when,
your phone.
Right, but when you're somebody...
You took your phone, and what you told me was in the tubs, you know, the kind of tubs, you know, where you store Christmas decorations. That's what you said. Not a computer.
It's in the tubs. So
I don't believe there was a computer there.
It was in the tubs. There was a computer. I mean, pretty much, like, when somebody tells me that they're cooking meth in their house, I'm going to grab my kid and clothes and bounce. That's what I did.
Fine.
I left two tubs with things in there.
And tell her it's in the police report.
And, I mean, it's in the...
I heard what she said.
It's in the police report.
Just a sec. Not interested. I don't believe it. I don't believe that there was a computer there.
There was.
That she came back. I don't care what you say.
If you read the police report, Your Honor, it does stipulate Carol.
Carol even said that she...
It's information in the last paragraph of that police report.
Listen to me. I don't... believe it.
I understand that you may not believe it, Your Honor, but the fact of the matter is, it was there.
Listen,
and I agree with you that it was a very stupid move on her part. I really nailed her for that one because I thought it was ridiculous.
I have items that
were missing.
When she broke into my house, I have...
That's not true.
Transactions, bank statements stating...
Stating what?
Damages.
Bank statements stating what?
Stating that there were damages to the houses. I have walked
through. What is a bank...
Out.
I'm sorry.
Out.
I won't say anymore, I promise.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I wasn't even living with my mom when I moved to her house. She had asked me if I wanted
to
move in.
She needed a place to stay because you were having problems with your mom and you needed to move in.
Okay, so she knows everything.
Listen, you're both talking at one time. You want to do that, go someplace else.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Witherspoon is accusing former roommate Jessica Guerrero of damaging and stealing her belongings. Brittany also claims Jessica owes her for rent.
Go ahead.
I have damages done to the house. I have a walkthrough.
With whom?
With Carol. That was
not interested.
Before.
Listen, Miss Witherspoon, you going to get another roommate?
No, probably not.
Good.
Because I don't want anything like this to ever happen again.
You live there alone with your kid?
Yes, with my daughter.
With your daughter? Fine. And you don't have any trouble with Carol?
No.
Great. Terrific. You had some trouble with your mother?
No.
Yes, she did.
What was the reason that you moved
in? I wasn't even living with my mom when I moved to her house. I was living with my father. I mean, I don't understand where she's getting that from. If I have troubles with my mom, I'm gonna say I have troubles with my mom. Every mother-daughter relationship is not perfect. That's not the reason why I moved there. I moved there because I needed to go back to that area, to that city, so I can go for my job. That's why I needed a place to stay. Not because I have troubles with my mom. That's not the reason.
Ms. Guerrero, just tell me, when you texted the plaintiff initially, when you were looking for an apartment, would you tell me, to the best of your recollection, what you said to her?
I said,
now,
hey,
look at me. Tell me, to the best of your recollection, in the text.
Hey, do you still have that room for rent? She said, yes. She answered to me like 2 or 3 days later, yes. Okay, I said, well, is it okay if I still move in? Mind you, over the summer, she had asked me if I wanted
she
to move in.
She needed a place to stay because you were having problems with your mom and you needed
okay,
to move in.
Okay, since she knows everything.
That's what happened.
Anyways, I text messaged her. She said, yes. I said, when is a good day to move in? She said, any day. I said, okay, I'm gonna move in on this day because that's what's feasible for me and that's when I get paid. So that's when I'll be able to pay you the rent.
No, I
and
believe that you paid rent.
On your rent anyway, so.
I believe, she's suing you for rent. I believe that you paid rent.
I paid rent.
Did not
I mean,
pay
there was
rent,
no, there was no lease
Honor.
Agreement and I still paid the rent. I paid the rent.
And even
there
Jackie
was no,
is my witness. She was
there
late
was
on
no,
her rent. I have to pay for her.
There was no set date of when the rent was due. Brittany pays rent weekly. Every other day, however she decides.
Listen, you're both talking at one time. You want to do that, go someplace else.
However she decided to pay her rent, but her nor Carol ever told me.
All I want to know is, you said you gave her your rent.
Yes, I did.
For November?
For November and for December.
And $150 for December.
No.
And I figured I was a prorated amount because I decided on my own to move out.
Your Honor.
That's fine, you could do that. You can move out. You can move out. She doesn't owe you for any rent. Now, I'm going to take a look at one more thing on your complaint. I'm going to look at what the police officer said the apartment looked like.
Okay.
If he or she has indicated that when they responded to the location.
Okay. I have pictures too.
I don't want to see your pictures. I want to see what the police officer observed.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Oh, well, this is interesting. The police officer says that the police officer witnessed you going into the garage and removing 3 boxes of your belongings. Put your hand down. I thought you said you only left 2 boxes there.
2, 3.
No, not 2, 3. Not 2, 3. The police officer observed you remove 3 boxes of your belongings. And after looking through the boxes, you said there is stuff here that's missing.
That is correct.
You said?
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing in this police report about your property being vandalized or taken.
But the officer wouldn't know what was my stuff or her stuff.
No, the officer, if somebody came in, burglarized my house and stole my property, I would make a police report. There's nothing in here about it.
I didn't make a police report.
I don't have a copy of the police report. You don't have a copy of the police report. Go about your business, girls. That's all.
What is our excuse? You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I let people take advantage of me.
For one, not to roommate with anyone else.
She was mooching, so.
And for two, keep my child and all my electronic gadgets.
I mean, I won't let that happen again.
Close by, as if I did give birth to them.
You just can't really trust anybody.
Honestly, I don't think that anything really fell apart with Brittany and I.
And don't let anybody mooch off of you.
It was more so the landlord and I, because she does do meth.
Okay, well,
I'm here today. I'll explain to you.
Look up Carol Bell. Yeah.
I'll explain to you.
She was in prison for 18 months for cooking meth in her house. That's why I left.